Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show. And we're coming to you live. I'm barely alive, but I'm alive from Los Angeles, California. And for 13 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and are just interested in tips on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, working professionals, not prostitutes. I get that question every week. I don't know how I'm going to change that. Not working professional prostitutes. They're producers and directors and casting directors and agents and talent managers and screenwriters and PR agents, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists. We have script supervisors, stunt people. Let's see, celebrity makeup artists, and every December we throw in the entertainment lawyer. We just throw them in there because you have to have one. I know you might not like it, but you have to have one. So save up all your coins, nickels, pennies, and you're going to have to sell shit to hire an entertainment lawyer, but you're going to need them. Definitely. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to any of our past shows. Number one, free mobile apps, which are obviously from the App Store, the Google Play Store. The archive page, which you can listen directly from the website you're listening to us on right now. Which is latalkradio.com. And you just look for the show title, which is Question Reality, under the Channel 1 tab. Or you can look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under our host tab. Three, we are on iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher.com, under the podcast section. Just type my name in Google, and we're just all over the place. And we ask a favor of you. We kindly ask that you please, 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 please me, like I do you, getting a little Beatle reference in there, subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts, okay? Just a little thumb. We need a thumb these days. We need a finger. We've always needed those, but we need them more than ever now with social media. So please listen to our podcast via Apple Podcasts. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their products or their projects, and help listeners by providing career advice or education, go to our official website. Now, you got to pay attention. It is not the one you're listening to now. You got to go to questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, not this website, again, that you're listening to now, which is obviously LA Talk Radio. This is the website where we air the show. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can see our annual guest schedule. So you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their site. So for example, if you want to be, say, a script supervisor, then you'd go and you'd see the name and you'd see script supervisor. So obviously you want to tune into that show because that is a profession that you want to pursue, or an author, or whatever. I have it categorized like that. And you can submit via the contact page. Very, very easy and short. Just need your name, email, title, and website for our consideration. Now, we were very excited today when our lovely Beatrice Davis contacted us to ask if we were interested in so excited. Woo! Now, mind you, I might have a little problem pronouncing that word because if it's over two syllables, there's a problem with me. I'm from the East Coast, so it's like we talk really, really fast, and we like monosyllabic conversation. I just don't like long, long words, but you know what? It's a clever title, and we're going to tell you right now. Now, we have on the show today Mark Hoberman. He is the director, and I'll tell you, Janelle Mecca Holmes. He is the president and COO. And they are, you ready? Here we go. They are the team behind the they're going to kill me if I get this wrong. Here we go. All right. The Evolution Initiative. Evolution. Yes, I should get applause for that. I really should. I should have a fan wind blowing through my hair, and I should get applause for saying that because I practice it. Okay, so what is the Evolvolution Initiative, you ask? Well, Mark Hoberman is a renowned educator. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker and trainer. And Mark has extensive experience within the New York City public school system as part of his 30-year legacy. And Janelle Mecca Holmes is a culturalist. And an executive producer and CEO with a proven and successful experience within the industries of entertainment. Hopefully we can get him to talk a little bit about his association with Public Enemy. Yes, yes, yes. I got a lot of emails for that, but he's not here to answer questions about that. So unfortunately, maybe he'll throw something in for you. He's also has proven experience in the corporate business world and also in education. And these two men combined their businesses and created this new and exciting and innovative dynamic in the world of education. So we're going to be discussing the current state of the world in relation to education and race relations. And I know that my show is entertainment industry only, but you know, we really feel that this particular topic is very important today. And I think that there, you can always tie an angle into the entertainment industry, and you can tie this particular subject into any aspect of the world within business. I want you to go to his website, which is evolvolution.world, almost said com. Let me spell that. E-V is in Victor, O-L, V is in Victor, O-L-U-T-I-O-N. .world. This is the first time I've ever seen an extension .world. So, yay. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Hey. Now, since people may not know who's who, just to start out with, say, Janelle here or Mark here, but I think to make it easier, what I'll do is I'll say, Janelle, you take this question, Mark, you take this question, but, you know, people will be able to tell your voices very, very different. Mark, I hear a hardcore New York accent there, honey.
You got
Now, where are we from, Mark? Wait a minute. Let me guess. Okay. Is it Brooklyn?
You're only about an hour out. Yonkers, New York, originally.
Damn.
Westchester County. Yeah. You're close, though. Good year.
Yonkers. Oh, my gosh. That play put you on the map, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Lost in Yonkers. One of my favorites. Love Neil Simon. So let me start with Janelle. Now, Janelle, first of all, I want to say I love your Facebook quote, a rebel without a pause. I love that. Where did you come up with that?
Well, that's what I am, and it's basically a play off the title of my favorite song, one of my favorite songs, which is Rebel Without a Pause from Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. How were you, may I ask for people who don't know, how were you associated with Public Enemy?
Well, Chuck D is a business partner and associate. of mine, Supernatural Inc., which is the company of which I'm president of, is an affiliate company of his. So I've worked with Chuck for many years in a producer capacity, management of one of the labels previously called Slam Jams. And just overall, you know, he's a mentor, just a phenomenal person that had a huge impact in my life.
Well, you must know my friend, Narada Michael Walden, who worked with you. You laugh. He worked with Whitney Houston and, oh, my gosh, who didn't he work with? I'd have to delete, I think, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston. Okay. I mean, he worked with all the big stars, my favorite artist. Do you know Narada Michael Walden? He's won, like, 8 Grammys.
Of course. Of course, yeah.
I love that man. Woo, he's so fun. Now, I've obviously done research on your company, and I think I understand for the most part what your goal is. But for the sake of people just tuning in, let's discuss from the perspective of me not knowing a darn thing. Let's just go basic here, because you don't want to get overly complicated. Let's start out with the basics. So, obviously, you're both extremely educated, knowledgeable, and experienced to have been able to independently create this particular business venture. So let's start with the origin story of your business, and we'll alternate the question. So let's start with Janol. Basic question, how did the two of you meet? And then Mark, who had the initial idea to create the Evolution Initiative and why? So let's start with Janol.
Okay. So we were brought together through Beatrice Davis, who's phenomenal within both business and entertainment. So Beatrice brought us together. She's very familiar with, you know, she was very familiar with my work, you know, in music and entertainment and just within the creative space, as well as, you know, familiar with Mark in regards to education and his company. And so just basically bringing two minds together that wanted to bring change, you know, in today's society. So the Evolvolution Initiative, it's a play on the word evolution and revolution, where in today's world, there's desperate need for change. Dramatic change, especially as it relates to racial injustice, as well as education within society. So we basically leverage our strengths, my strengths within the creative realm and Mark's strengths within the educational realm, and decided to come together to push this change through this vehicle and platform known as the Evolvolution Initiative, which we both founded together.
Well, Mark, so Beatrice says, hey, Mark, I want you to meet Janol, and this is our idea. What did you think of it, and why?
Well, at the time, Priscilla, that brought this to me, there was no idea. She said, look, I got this great guy. Philosophically, you seem to match. You're from two different worlds. But I think there's some cohesion here. And she set up a meeting, and I don't think that the initial discussion lasted for more than 5 minutes when Janol said very simply, yeah, let's do it. And then it evolved into the Evolvolution Initiative and just started to hit the ground running. So we just found that we philosophically might be from different worlds, but we think alike in terms of educating children and even people in the corporate world. And that's just how we got together.
Okay, so the whole Evolvolution, I think I've mastered this word now. I love it.
Yep,
the whole Evolvolution team consists of, from what I understand, experienced educators, and they deliver meaningful and creative curriculums to students globally. So, again, let's start with Janol. What's your personal business description of what meaningful and creative courses are?
So currently, we have an alliance with an organization based out of the United Kingdom called Show Racism the Red Card. And, you know, obviously based on the title of that organization, it lets you know what they're about, which is fighting racism from their side of the world. And we've already contributed creative means and content to which they've taken it and transformed it into an actual learning curriculum. So there's music and content, creative content that is being utilized within school systems there that's being used to promote change in regards to racism. So again, we're not only targeting students, but you know we're targeting you know people from different walks of life within the classroom, within the boardrooms, within churches, within different organizations. So,
Mark, how are you delivering these courses to students globally?
So obviously, you know, remotely. When the world opens up again, we'd love a lot of it to be in person, but the delivery is basically, it's based on this new approach to learning where we meet kids at their reality. So we're kind of offering a program where academic education and character education meet. But as Janelle said, via the arts, be it music, poetry, writing, journaling. The delivery is some people talk at kids, others talk to kids. We really talk with kids. It really is a discussion that crosses curriculums. It's interdisciplinary. It could be English. It could be considered history. And it's really, you know, we have study guides. We have people aligned with us who also join us sometimes in these lessons we deliver. But it's an honest, open dialogue through music, through the different media outlets in that way that we deliver it by meeting them at their reality. It's all current. It's all based on what they're participating in now.
Is this Mark? Is this a classroom situation, like via Zoom, or is this individual instruction?
Oh, great question. So it can be classroom, but it can be classrooms where people, if we go remotely, can tap in more than one classroom at a time. It can be a remote assembly. And when it becomes in person, it can be all those things again. It wouldn't be individual, but it could be classrooms, assembly, any size, basically. It's not cookie cutter. We really meet the needs of the venue.
And what is the course process? So, for example, there's no school. I think there's some school, but how are you promoting the company? How are you getting the word out? And if somebody, like putting it up on a bulletin board in school is not an option now, how are you delivering your message of, hey, we have this program and this is the course process? Like, what is the course process and how you're getting your word out? Mark.
Sure. So many different ways. We all have, you know, I've been in education over 30 years. Janelle's been in business almost as long. And as you mentioned, B. Davis, we all have our different connections, both in education and out. And as we said, this is not just for kids. So it's on press releases, social media, lovely shows such as yours, email programs directly to superintendents, principals, administrators and the like. There is just no one way that we're doing this. And as Janelle said, we are global. So we're out there in every way possible. There's just no one way. It's all those combined.
So Janelle, how do people sign up? Do they see the information and do they go to the website? And is it structured on the website for people to sign up? And if so, what is the criteria? Do you have to be a certain age, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, yeah, so the services are accessible via www.evolvolution.world, where there's a contact form. Simply complete that form. And someone will contact, you in regards to your interest, and we would provide the details in regards to cost, more details in regards to the services that we're offering. We've officially just launched to the public, I would say, within approximately 2 weeks ago. So the website is rather new. The press release just happened last week. So but as far as initial steps towards soliciting our services, www.evolvolution.world.
And Janelle, what kind of courses, like I'm thinking, should I go to the website? Well, what would motivate me to go to the website? Well, it could be a particular course. What kind of courses are you currently offering, and what courses will you be offering in the future that would be inspirational or a motivator?
Definitely. And I want to split this question with Mark. Definitely addressing the current needs in regards to diversity and multiculturalism, where it's definitely a need for multicultural learning within today's society. And again, it's not just limited to high schools and elementary schools and colleges. We're talking about corporate environments, through providing services to the different organizations that exist. So again, courses such as diversity, understanding, respect for each other's culture, topics based on the current events that may be happening within the world. So there's no limit to the course instruction that we are offering. And as far as the need, you know, it's obvious that there is a need for those types of curriculums within this world in regards to individuals having respect for each other's culture and understanding, you know, the current race relations that's happening, not only within the United States, but globally.
Janelle, I want to expand on that. What does multicultural learning entail? And I ask that because I'm a big documentary person. I just watched a documentary on ZZ Top, and I found that they said, and this blew my mind, they said, well, in school, well, we really didn't like school much because school, excuse me. Within the documentary, the guy said, these guys hated school, and they hated school because da 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 da. But what they were saying was that most schools in this country teach history from a certain perspective. We are from Texas, and we didn't acknowledge George Washington as the president of the United States. We acknowledged Sam Houston as the founder of our state, and we know everything about Texas. We are predominantly exposed to textbooks and education about Texas only. And I thought, are you kidding me? Really? I had no idea. So that's where the question comes from. What does multicultural learning entail?
Well, you know, multicultural education, it addresses those concerns where we're living in a society that's rapidly changing in regards to the demographics of the students that are, you know, within the environment. Again, you know, so to basically translate that as it relates to ZZ Top, which is a phenomenal rock group, the world is bigger than Texas and Sam Houston.
Right.
So, as my partner and great friend says, we have to meet people at their reality. And also bring them out of their reality. And that's a quote from the great Mark Holberman, who we have on the line right now. So multicultural learning, it involves, you know, understanding that, no, your culture isn't the only culture. And therefore, we must have respect for each other's culture, knowing that, hey, that riff you're playing, ZZ Top, you know, that music that you're playing, yeah, that came from a man called Little Richard. That came from a man called Chuck Berry. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that goes into having respect and an understanding of everyone's culture.
Exactly.
And I think if we did, the world would be a different place.
Yeah, I think that one of the things, I'll just put my little two cents in about, I really, growing up, I didn't understand why we didn't learn more about other cultures. I mean, they offered French and Spanish. That's it. And as we see today, we really need to know Chinese. We need to know Japanese. I mean, our business world is expanding, and most of the world speaks English. It's the first language. So it's very sad that they're still in today's age, they're still only offering French and Spanish. They really need to expand on that. But also, not only that, but I think they need to teach a little bit about different cultures in the regular school system. What is the likelihood? Now, you obviously are going to offer that in your program, but what is the likelihood of your company actually having an impact on the school system where they start thinking, hey, we need to teach certain cultural things? Like, a lot of people can't even say hi in another language. They just speak English here. And you really need to know at least one word, like thank you, for God's sakes. And what do you think your program is going to do to inspire and motivate the traditional school system to bring more multicultural learning into the system? Or is it?
I will quickly answer, but I definitely want Mark to finish off this answer. I think the focus is not forcing anyone to learn other languages, but it's just about having people respect other cultures and languages. You said something earlier, you said that, hey, English is the first language. It isn't. when you go
globally,
to China, no.
Globally, it's not spoken in most of the world.
Well, that's, when you say first, that's not, it's spoken in most of the world, but when you go to, China, they're not speaking English. It's not the primary language. So it depends on where
you must have misunderstood me. I meant globally, English is spoken by most cultures, is from what I understand.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's different than saying first. But Mark,
okay.
If you can expound on that answer, Mark.
Yeah. So basically, besides just teaching the different learning modalities, because students don't all learn the same way as we thought they did 40 years ago or more when I was in school. So audio learners, visual learners, kinesthetic, tactile, and more. But you guys used a very important word, forced. So back in the day, we would learn teaching tolerance. And to us, that has a negative connotation, because that sounds like being forced to tolerate something instead of being, as Janelle said, culturally aware and respectful. No, I don't need to be tolerated. I need to be respected. And when you talk about history, I think you have to move towards a new paradigm shift here that, like it or not, yesterday is considered history. So when people hear the word history, they think 100 years ago, 2,000 years ago. So when you talk about how we're going to have an impact, I can tell you as an educator for a long time that some discussions in a classroom while doing what's called a text-to-self connection, something you can relate to as a student, is the most powerful thing there is in education. And I would argue that I think we need to do a better job with this, because too many school districts have to teach to the test. They care about grades and the New York Regents exams, SATs, ACTs, things of that nature, and we're missing the holistic child, which is why the Evolution Initiative has to meld academic education with character education, because that's where the impact is going to be made. Also, teachers don't have the ability all the time. You say, like, how come we didn't hear about different cultures when we were younger? That's an uncomfortable conversation for many educators to have, and we're trying, it's our goal to change that.
Mark, are these classes offered at Evolution? Woo! Oh, you think I'd have a cocktail over here? I can't talk. Are your classes accredited? So, and if so, can the credits be transferred to schools and university, or is this? Are these courses just basically for you to pursue to be enlightened on your own educationally? can call?
Excellent question. You kind of read our minds there, because right now they're not accredited, but it's certainly in the scope of our plans to be able to deliver this bigger and bigger. We don't necessarily want to be a one and done, hit and run type situation, but we want to have relationships with the school, for example, you know, that we have with the Show Racism, the Red Card. So right now it's not accredited, but that is definitely in the plan, because as a global entity, we want to be able to make it so it's as meaningful and important to students as possible.
Okay, Mark, let's do a little play here. Okay, so you want to get me as the first student, right? And you're saying, hey, Priscilla, I would love for you to take some of my courses because I think you'd be really interested in, what would you say? We got, you know, what
gotcha.
Yeah.
Sure. So it wouldn't be a student. It would be more of a class and speaking, let's say, to an administrator or even a teacher. So basically, if you're interested in a discussion through music, through poetry, through things of that nature that will enlighten you and really help you learn more about other people and learn more about the importance of not just anti-racism. What is it? What is racism? And what is anti-racism? What is anti-bullying? What is cultural awareness? If you want to learn about that with some songs that you might be familiar with, some you may not, but in things that we, not to belabor that saying, but meet them at their reality, things that we know interest them. It's almost like for some kids, the anti-school, because just by nature, if it's happening in a classroom, it can't be meaningful or it can't be fun or it can't be interesting. This is the opposite of that. So if you're interested in growing as a person, this is something that would be interesting to that student.
So is it set up where somebody goes to the website and they can see all the list of classes and then they send an email and then somebody contacts them that has the position of being, like, for lack of a better word, a guidance counselor? Because as you said, people have different wants, needs, and desires. So is there some sort of an investigation, so to speak, into the person? Like, I want to investigate to see, are they interested in arts and entertainment? Are they more interested in how, as you just said, in music? In what exactly is going to really cater and specialize the classes?
Well, Priscilla, yeah, so no two students are the same. No two schools are the same. No two school districts are the same. Mm-hmm. So it really is not cookie cutter. It's based on contacting us and having a discussion on the needs of that particular class, that particular school district, what have you. So it's really based on us finding out what they need, what they're struggling with, and things of that nature, because no two deliveries are going to look exactly the same.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, a guidance counselor style would be like, what are your interests? What do you want in a career? You know, what do you have? So I would think that you'd get more information that way in a sort of guidance counselor situation and finding out what the person might be interested in rather than, you know, just listing the classes. So there is someone that can take over and discuss a more personalized approach.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. So, Janelle, what is your vision? You probably are both have the same short and long-term goals, but let's just talk to you first. What is your vision of short and long-term goals of the Evolution Initiative?
To revolutionize the globe through education, through knowledge, to really counter a lot counterproductive within today's world. I know that you said that your show's not kind of focused more on entertainment, but, you know, we had the most racist person ever elected to the White House hijack this country for the past 4 years, and 75 million people, less than 75 million people voted for him and still support him till this day. And moving forward, you know, we have to help change that mentality in regards to just having people have respect for culture, to see that, lives, Black lives do matter. Does it mean that, one life matters more than the other? But it's just, it's about having respect for cultures. Not only Black lives matters, but Mexican lives matters. Chinese lives matters. It's just basically pushing the envelope of education and change via the vehicle of education.
So, Janelle, with regard to the current state of the world in relation to education and race relations, what do you think is the core problem from your perspective, and how are we ever going to fix this chaos? Now, of course, that hasn't been done, and I don't know if you could answer it, but everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. What's yours?
The Evolvolution Initiative, in addition to providing the revolutionary approach, and when I say revolutionary, it just means change that's different from what's been traditional. But through our approach, we're not only going to educate, but we're going to create the environment and platform so that there can be honest discussion and comfortable discussion in regards to real issues and dialogue. And that's something that doesn't happen. There's not too many platforms that allow that type of intellectual and educational dialogue, based on honesty to, correct, some of the ignorance, that's being pushed through, different media outlets, through different individuals. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you briefly touched on your opinion of the past president, and I thought just popped into my head. Is your particular initiative going to be delving into political courses and anything? Are you leaning one way or another way, and how is politics going to fit into your courses?
It won't. It's not political at all, and truth, what's true and what's false, has nothing to do with what's political. It's just what's fact and what's fiction. So, it's about just creating an environment where politics are not a part of the equation. It's just about, looking at, what's truthful, what's logical. And again, creating those open dialogues where, we can honestly look at things, look at history, look at current events, and have honest discussions about, some of those things.
Okay, so your courses are not, you're not going to get into courses such as,
how to become a Democrat 101? No, that's not.
That's
not our goal.
No. Or how to become a Republican 101, right? Of course.
Right.
So there won't be any persuasion of any particular political viewpoint. But what if you get suggestions from people to include that? Is that something you'd be open to, or you want to stay away from that because that could possibly end up in a dangerous situation?
Yeah, that's a no-go. Politics are divisive, and so we definitely want to stay away from addressing the Republicans are wrong, or the Democrats are wrong, or the libertarians are aliens, things of that nature. No, it's about, hey, let's look at the realities of the world and let's address them, and then what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
Mark, do you both make decisions together on what the next steps are for the initiative, for the EI?
Absolutely. And this partnership is what's most important. So it's really not about our viewpoints. It's about theirs, whoever the there is at that time, students, corporate executives, things of that nature. But I have to tell you, Priscilla, that it's important today, I think, more than ever, that students see a successful partnership between a Black man with a background in fashion and music, aligned with a white man with a background in the field of education, and coming together and working in this nature. Because just case in point, when you had, and this is not political at all, when you had the murder of George Floyd, too many people never spoke about the fact that when this happened, when horrible situations happen, kids usually the next day go into school. And their teachers are a safe place, a safe haven, and they have discussions. Well, there was no school when this occurred. And when the riots occurred, there was no school. There were no viewpoints. There was no discussion. So that's why something like this is so important, because we do it. And I'm glad your show is an entertainment show, because I can tell you firsthand as a teacher for a long time, it's a very entertaining delivery and curriculum. And we make all decisions together, because two heads are better than one, but also just working together is just very important, because we, as we do come from different backgrounds, there's more than that unites us than divides us. So that's the kind of respectful, this is a business partnership, but it's a very, very respectful business partnership.
And what do you, this question is for both of you, what do you, we'll start with Janelle, what do you base your criteria to be able to decide what courses you're going to offer?
Again, you know, leaning on, you know, Mark's quote, you know, meeting individuals as well as, you know, everyone at their reality, you know, what is, you know, what is needed, you know, specifically, you know, from a particular school or organization, and then catering to those needs.
And Mark, how you obviously both of you felt very, very passionately to get together and to start this project. And what do you feel like the when we go back, that means people get together and not worry about the cooties, get back together. Right. We don't have to worry about stuff. What do you feel like you are going to do? Are you going to really get that brick and mortar building together? And if so, is that going to be based in Chicago? And what do you see? Like, what exciting things are coming up that we should know about?
Well, when you talk about the brick and mortar, when things get back to normal, and I love that word, no more cooties. I've heard that since about fourth grade. Thanks for that history lesson, for sure.
East Coast cooties, that's what we do.
Exactly. We bring it to them in any way we can. Right now, the best way and the only way to bring it to them is through remote. We will do that. But we will go to the brick and mortar. And could we have our own type school in the future that focuses on something like this? Absolutely. But I have to tell you that it's nothing against teachers, but many teachers have to teach the test. They have a curriculum map. They have to have dates on it. They have to get things done at a certain time. We're able to meet the kids, as we said, at their reality, but deliver something to them that they're not getting tested on, that they're going to be able to do further project-based learning on should they want to. But we're able to deliver this wherever they are in any way they need it, especially when this pandemic, God willing, is a thing of the past.
Yeah, I know that a lot, I don't have children, but my husband and I were very, very interested in how there was such pandemonium when kids had to go on the computer and work a curriculum that they had been doing in school. So what do you think you said that it could be a group setting, like a school situation or individual. Have you got any kind of thing in place so that it'll be a very smooth transition and coursework and studying and all of that in place right now for your courses?
Well, first of all, so just for name reasons, so it's more sessions than a full-blown course. We have one, two, three, four-day deliveries. What might be good for one school is one day. Someone else might want 4 days. And it's a set delivery, but it's almost like, I guess an analogy would be a stand-up comedian really doesn't have a script, because you're going to get an answer from one of our very telling questions, and our questions are aligned with the Common Core curriculum, soon to be Next Generation curriculum. But you're going to get a different answer from a different kid based on their reality, their age, the class they're in. And so it's as I said before, it's not cookie cutter. So it is very smooth, but the magic in it is in the dialogue and it's in the discussion. It could be through, as we said, music and poetry, as we said, but it's the debrief after where the magic really happens in discussing what do these words mean on this page? What do the words mean in this song? Why did the person decide to make this video look like this?
Yeah, I'm on your website now under the what we do, and it says deliver education via a developed innovative program. We use creative arts, music, art, drama, and expression with outcome-driven programs that reconfigure teaching methodologies and challenge ineffective learning mechanisms. And my question is, so is right now, are you just doing music, art, drama, and expression? Because I didn't see like a list of courses, and I'm just taking that from what I could see. Is that what you're doing right now with a hope to expand on other sessions, rather?
Yes, we are looking to expand on other sessions. Right now, you know, the art, music, drama, and the outcome that you mentioned, that's where our wheelhouse is now. We're evolving. When we stop learning, then it's time to pack it in. So we're evolving with this, and we're going to grow from feedback from kids, teachers, administrators, to make this, you know, global initiative successful and really touch the lives of kids. And it's academic and character education melded into one.
And last question before we have to go. Janelle, what, and then Mark, you can answer this. So what do you feel are the biggest obstacles right now that you will have to overcome with this particular project?
It's just the overall the embracing of change. You know, that people are accustomed to what's traditional. And the format of our educational initiative is not traditional at all. It's fun. It's actually an experience that one will have, you know, when receiving our services. And you know, it's definitely going to rock the boat in regards to, you know, traditional educators out there. You know, via this initiative, because you know, we're coming in hot and heavy. You know, again. Providing training that's steeped in, you know, obviously education, but entertainment, doing it in a very creative way. So, you know, it's a combination of, again, my background and experience, you know, within the creative realm of music, film, and fashion, combined with Mark's experience with education, 30 years of education. Plenty of those spent within, you know, one of the greatest school systems in the world, via New York City. So, you know, we're coming in hot and heavy, and we're going to be shaking up things through our approach, which is going to be creative and innovative.
Wow, I'm all about shaking things up. I'm loving that. Now, Mark, I want to know, actually, this is the last question. Are you guys just focused on the business aspect, you, or are you actually going to be teaching anything? Or I don't know if that is the right word, but are you going to be hands-on with anything? Mark, I guess, since you were the 30 years in the New York School system.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely hands-on. We will be training other people to deliver this as well, but we're, this is new and we are absolutely hands-on. We're not, you know, I worked with people hands-on before. We're hands-on, but we're not hands choking. About your previous question is, what is the biggest barrier? So the biggest barrier to a school system, district school itself, is time. And quite honestly, the acceptance of learning, that the learning takes on many shapes. So to the people who say, can we afford to take the time to do this? I would say in this time, in our history and in our present, you can't afford not to. And that's why we're going to be shaking things up.
Well, Mark, I would wish you and Janelle the most success I hope to hear about. I want to see it on a commercial. I want to see it on a billboard. I want to see it all over. And I know that you can do it because this sounds like something that we need. It seems like it is a cornerstone. And I really think that it's a wonderful idea. And I just, fingers crossed, I got everything crossed, my fingers, toes, and eyes, that we are going to really make this work, because there's just been enough with this nonsense going on with the fighting and calling names. It's just craziness. There's so many better things to focus on in the world. Like, Cures for diseases, teach. Oh, gosh, I could go on forever, but I'm not. But I think that what you started was a fantastic, wonderful program. So let's just hope that everybody can see that. So go to the website right now. And it is, again, evolvolution.world, evolvolution.world. And go to, I believe, the Contact Us page, and you can contact them to get started. And I thank you two little lovelies for being on the show today. You just did a wonderful job, and I really appreciate you, both of you.
Priscilla, thanks so much for sharing our vision with us today. Really, it's great being on your show.
Thank you. Don't get lost in Yonkers. All right.
Never again. Never again.
Never again. Thank you, Janelle, so much, sweetie. I appreciate your time and effort, both of you. And I hope you guys have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.